twin sparks. It must have been unseasonably cold that late spring evening when my grandfather and his brother sat side by side before the fireplace, little kids warming their fingers. It must have been wet firewood, sap-filled logs crackling and popping, spitting twin spark embers launched in perfect parabolas, replayed in theater of memory in slow motion. It must have happened so fast, no time for ducking and dodging, a freak accident, swift searing pain, glowing embers taking one eye each, my grandfather's left, his brother's right. It must have been disheartening to be the boy with the unblinking glass eye who scared the other children, or in my grandfather's case, unable to pursue his boyhood dream of flight.